Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 and FY24 BLS International Services Limited earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Gaurav Chugh, Head of Investor Relations from BLS International Services Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Darwin. A very good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining the Quarter 4 and FY24 earnings call of BLS International Services Limited. To give you all an overview of the company and to discuss the operational and financial performance, we have with us on call today Mr. Nikhil Gupta, our Managing Director, Mr. Shikhar Agarwal, our Joint Managing Director, Mr. Amit Sudhakar, our Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Loknath Panda, COO of our digital business. The company's investor presentation and press release have already been uploaded on the stock exchanges as well as on the company's website, and we hope you all have had an opportunity to go through the same. Let me remind you that this discussion may contain forward-looking statements that may involve known or unknown risks, uncertainties, and other factors. It may be viewed in conjunction with our business risk that could cause future results, performance, or achievements to differ significantly from what is expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements. Now, I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Shikhar Agarwal for his opening remarks, post which Mr. Amit Sudhakar will discuss the financial performance, and then we'll open the floor for an interactive Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Shikhar.
Thank you all for joining us on this earnings call to review our operational and financial performance for the quarter and full year ended March 31, 2024. We trust you've had the chance to review our results, press release, and the latest investor presentations, which are available on both the stock exchanges and our company website. I am pleased to report that our company has delivered a robust performance in this fiscal year 2024, with consolidated profitability surging by almost 60% year-on-year. As we embark on fiscal year 2025, our commitment remains steadfast to achieving strong financial results through a focused strategy and structural adjustments to our business model, particularly within our visa and counselor segment. We have transitioned from a partner-backed model to managing our own operations, a move that underscores our dedication to optimizing performance. Our visa and counselor business has sustained its growth trajectory, experiencing decent increase in both revenue and volumes during the year. The growth as well was supported by the overall expansion in the global travel and tourism industry. Gross revenue in the visa and counselor business increased by almost 8% to 1,361 crores, contributing around 81% to the consolidated revenue. The business generated EBITDA margins of 22.1% in FY24, up sharply around 726 basis points year-on-year from 14.8% EBITDA margins in FY23. We successfully renewed and re-won our global contracts with the Spanish government and the contract for the Indian government in Canada, augmenting our service portfolio to enhance our offering. Additionally, we secured another additional global contract from Slovakia and secured visa outsourcing contracts from Germany, Italy, Poland, Thailand, Malaysia, Hungary, Czech Republic, and Portugal that we started just last week. A significant milestone in our global strategy was a definitive agreement to acquire 100% stake in iData, a leading provider of visa counselor services based in Turkey. This strategic move aligns seamlessly with our objective and is expected to enhance our market presence substantially. We expect this acquisition to be completed by 30th June 2024, subject to necessary regulatory approvals. To elevate customer experience, we have implemented several initiatives across our value chain, including a new appointment system with advanced facial recognition technology, a dedicated mobile app for Italian customers, and a revamped website platform. Our commitment to providing essential services such as counselor support, passport processing, and visa facilitation remains unwavering. In the digital service domain, we have witnessed commendable growth in both revenue and profitability, highlighted by the successful completion of the 300 crore IPO of BLS eServices Limited. The funds raised will fuel the expansion of our digital service arm, enabling investments in new technology, service offerings, and outright efforts. Our digital business expanded its reach to over 1 lakh touch points and 1,000 BLS stores, reflecting our dedication to promote financial inclusion and digital empowerment. Partnerships with public and private sector banks, exemplified by initiatives like Har Ghar Suraksha and DBS Dastak, underscore our commitment to extending banking services to underserved population of the country. Our innovative solutions, such as the business facilitator model and iris scanner, have been instrumental in driving success and delivering value to our partners. We have recently launched doorstep banking services tailored for the elderly in 25 states and union territories, making banking more accessible and convenient for them. This service aims to address the challenge faced by elderly in accessing traditional banking facilities. Looking ahead, we are focused on organic growth initiatives and strategic acquisitions to expand our market share and strengthen our competitive position. Our unwavering commitment to generating sustainable value for our stakeholders underscores our responsible approach to growth. Now, I'll turn over the call to Mr. Amit Sudhakar, our Chief Financial Officer, for further updates on financial performance. Thank you.
Thank you, Shikhar. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm pleased to present the consolidated financial performance for the fourth quarter and full year ended March 31st, 2024. During Q4 FY24, our revenue from operations stood at ₹447.7 crores. Our visa and consular business remained steady in this quarter. Our EBITDA surged to 88.7 crores from 66.5 crores in Q4 FY23, showing a robust growth of 33.3% YOY, primarily due to reduction in service costs. However, employee costs and other expenses were higher this quarter due to change in our business model, including transition from partnership model to direct operational management. This transition resulted in increase in our workforce and expenses on refurbishment of our new offices, contributing to higher other expenses. Our EBITDA margin expanded significantly by 534 basis points to 20.2% in FY24, indicating an effective cost management and better revenue mix. PBT before exceptional items stood at 93.5 crores, up from 65.2 crores in Q4 FY23, marking a 43.4% increase. PAT reached 88.5 crores, showing a growth of 15.3% YOY compared to 76.7 crores in Q4 FY23. In visa business, the gross revenue for Q4 FY24 stood at 370.4 crore, while EBITDA grew by 40.5% YOY to 77 crores from 54.8 crores in Q4 FY23. Our digital business revenue stood at 77.3 crore with EBITDA of 13.3 crore in Q4 FY24. Moving on to full year financial performance, we witnessed a 10.6% increase in revenue from operation, reaching to 1,676.8 crores from 1,516.2 crores in FY23, driven by a higher revenue in both the segments. EBITDA showed remarkable growth, increasing by 76.4% to 345.7 crore compared to 221.1 crore in FY23. Our EBITDA margin improved to 20.6% in FY24, up from 14.6% in FY23, indicating a significant expansion of 603 basis points. PAT for FY24 experienced a robust growth of 59.4% to 325.6 crore compared to 204.3 crore in FY23, with marginal improvement by 595 basis points. The earning per share for full year for FY24 was at rupees 7.7 6.6 per share against 4.89 per share in FY23, registering a growth of 55.5%. In visa business, the revenue for FY24 stood at 1,361.8 crores, up from 1,259.9 crores in FY23, while the EBITDA grew by 61% YOY to 300.5 crores in FY24 with a margin of around 22.1%. Our digital business demonstrated a strong performance for the full year. The revenue increased by 22.9% YOY to 315 crores in FY24, up from 256.3 crores in FY23. EBITDA also increased by 31.3% YOY to 45.1 crore in FY24. We took pride in being a financially strong company supported by our low cost and asset-light business model. As of March 31st, 2024, our cash balance stood at 1,135 crores, including proceeds from the IPO of BLS eService Limited. Further, our esteemed board have recommended a final dividend for financial year 2024 of rupees 1 per share to the shareholders, including an interim dividend of 50 paisa per share. With that, I would request the moderator to open the floor for questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to please use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Ravi Naredi from Naredi Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. And fantastic result you have posted for financial year 24. Sir, iData, you mentioned by June 24, we complete acquisition. Can you tell top line, bottom line, our margin of iData for calendar year 23 or financial year 24?
So, see, iData, the last audited balance sheet for calendar year 23, they had a top line of 20 million euros and 22 million euros and 10.5 million EBITDA.
But for calendar year 22.
This is calendar audited numbers.
Okay, okay. So after acquiring this company June 30th with complete formality, mm-hmm. we are seeing any top line growth in financial year 25.
Yes, that this revenue will get added to our existing growth, whatever we're doing with our existing business, this will add to that. And they are also growing at around 15% every year.
15 years. Sir, any modification in the business will happen due to iData if so many offices of our other countries will merge with this iData in future?
Yeah, see, the whole advantage is that we will realign our offices with their offices. They
right.
they are present in more than 10 countries. And
okay.
five countries are the common countries where we also have our offices. So the whole
right.
idea is to align those offices and get the economy of scale from there.
Okay. And sir, last our enhanced EBITDA margin, which rises by 600 points, it will be continue in financial year 24. What is your prediction? Financial year 25. What is your prediction?
See, this 20 is now the base, and we are now looking at improving it in the current year. And you will see that happening because of the business model we are trying to change from partnership to our own management, which will improve our EBITDA margins going forward. As well as the acquisition, this company is generating an EBITDA of around 50%. So overall our EBITDA margin will move up in the current year. We expect that to start happening from first quarter onward.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. All the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Avnish Khara from Investec. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for taking my questions. My first one is on the gross margins. So you had a decent quarter-on-quarter improvement. So maybe you can provide some sort of color on why exactly that has happened and whether it's sustainable moving forward.
Yeah, as we explained in the previous question, that the business model, the way we are changing it, our margins will go on increasing now, because the margin we were paying to the partners will come down, and hence as we start operations on our own, these margins will start improving, and that we have seen in the last financial year also.
Right. So then, is it safe to assume that incrementally, can you provide some sort of an internal target as to, where they'll sort of level off?
Our intention is to be in the, say, around 25, 27. That is our target, to immediately to reach. And then let's see from there further how we can improve it further.
Right. And what are your effective tax rate expectations for the next 2 years?
We are now around 7 to 8%. It will go to around 12-ish.
Okay. 12-ish in FY25, is that fair to assume?
That's right. That's right. Because of in the current year, there will be a higher tax in Dubai. Because of the tax, they come up with a 9% effective tax. So okay. We'll have some impact of that coming.
And maybe if I can squeeze in one last question. You've spoken about volumes going down because of Ramadan festival, but that ended in April, right? And we've had sort of a 1.5 months of Q1. So maybe you could throw some sort of color on what kind of volumes we're seeing right now. And another question in relation to that, are we also maybe planning any price hikes in the visa business?
So taking the second question first, the price rise are not there because the contracts have a fixed price rates which have been fixed. So we don't have an option of just changing the pricing. But as you said, because of the festival reason, which started from 10th of March, those 20 days, which in the last year, it was in the month of April. So now that we have seen the volumes have come back, and we'll see a better Q1 on volumes compared to the Q4.
Got it. And on the iData front, what kind of a ramp-up in revenues do you think is possible for FY25, given that, in 22 calendar year, they've done about 20 million euros. So any sort of color on where that can be for FY25 for us?
Again, we are looking at scaling those operations by at least 25 to 30%. Both on the top line as well as on the bottom line.
Got it. And in relation to that, so your other expenses have spiked up because of the business model change, right? But do you think that because of the iData acquisition and then sort of since you have offices in similar geographies, there is a scope for reducing other expenses as a percentage of your revenues?
Yes, it will be. But again, once we get into the operations, we will know much better.
Also, because of the increase in other expenses, the EBITDA is also shot up.
So, got it. So, actually, the reason that I'm asking this question is that I'm trying to ascertain whether your margins will be pulled up because of the gross margins or because of the, OPEX that we're able to get under control. Which one?
So, the gross margin will improve much more because of the improvement, and that will reflect in the EBITDA margins improvement.
Got it. That's it from my side. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Anuj Jain from Globe Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good evening, everyone, and congratulations on the very good set of numbers. So just want to understand regarding that AIDA acquisition, I mean, what kind of delays, I mean, due to what kind of delay, I mean, problem this acquisition is being delayed?
See, basically, we are doing a multi-jurisdiction acquisition. So this company we're acquiring is present in 15 countries. So, you know, as a precondition, we have to get in certain regulatory approvals from different countries. So those formalities are going on, and that is the reason the acquisition timeline is shifted. Otherwise, the entire due diligence, everything is completed. But since, you know, we are a listed company, we cannot acquire the company without all the compliances.
So right now, we are comfortable with the date that you have given, like 30th June. So we are comfortable with that date, or it can be extended further?
I think we are working towards, you know, adhering to that date. But you can understand this is a multi-jurisdiction acquisition.
Yes.
So, you know, that is how we want to. But normally, we have, so I think so, we are on track.
Okay, okay. And I just want to understand one more thing. I mean, if we add up the iData number for FY25, we'll get some growth. So let's say, for example, without iData, what are the, I mean, growth we are expecting from this visa business? I mean,
I can tell you the past historical figures. We did, 3 years back, we did a 50 crore EBITDA. Then we did 100, I'm talking about PAT, sorry. Then we achieved 100 crores, and last year we did 200 crores, and now FY24, we closed at 325 crore of PAT, so which was a 60% growth, you know, compared to last year. So we have been growing quite, I think above average, I would feel. And, you know, our objective always is to maintain whatever we achieve first. So, you know, whatever we have achieved last year, our objective will be to maintain that. Now, last year, you know, we won few contracts with different governments. We renewed some contracts like the Spanish government, with Indian government. We won few new contracts with Portugal government, Poland, Czech Republic, Germany, Italy. So all these contracts, some revenue came in, last year, but majority of the revenue will start coming in this year. So definitely there will be a good growth, you know, in terms of the organic business that we have. On top of that, if you add the countries that have not fully opened up, if they open up, numbers should increase further. New tenders that we are bidding for, if you add on these acquisitions, of iData and other companies also that we are looking at. So definitely, you know, we are, as you can see, in the last 2-3 years, we are in a growing space, right now, and that is the trajectory we want to be in.
Yeah, that is very exciting. I just want to understand one more thing. I mean, like VFS Global, that is the major player. What kind of market share they are commanding, and what is our market share?
See, the market is, there is no proper market share available in the world. So definitely, what we know is VFS is probably double or more than that. You know, maybe 3 times our size. That is what we feel in terms of the market share that they are handling globally. But there is no proper numbers to find that out.
Got it. And one last question. I just want to understand, when you are planning to utilize, this is for this BLS e-services, when you are planning to utilize the IPO proceeds?
So, if you see in our DRP, we have worked out a plan of investing this money over the next 1.5 years. So, we have started the process. And a couple of acquisition is also part of the object of this money. Those are also in the advanced stages. So as and when we go on doing those, the money will get utilized.
Okay. And for the cash portion that we are holding, I guess we are running 5.5% on those cash levels, if I'm right. Is the correct understanding?
So it depends. The money, which is in dollar terms, will be around 5.5, as you said, to 5.5, 5.75 maximum. And the Indian, in India, the deposits are at the range of around 7%.
Okay. Thank you. That's it from my side. All the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Priyam Podar from Value Equity. Please go ahead.
Hello. Sir, thanks for the opportunity. So this is with regards to the revenue. If you can share the revenue breakup of digital business between VC and e-assisted and e-governance for the full year.
For digital, for the year it was 315 crores. And visa business for the year was 1,361 crore. So, yeah.
Okay. And secondly, if you can share, which are the top three to four countries for our visa and consular business, revenue wise.
See, now there is basically we are working in more than 66 countries globally, and we work with more than 46 client governments. So as of now, there is no top country, but I could say that regions, in terms of region, we get a good amount of revenue from our operations in North America, wherein we have renewed our contract with the Indian Embassy. We get good amount of revenue from Gulf coming in. From Africa, Northern Africa also, our revenue is quite good. From European countries, from UK. So these are 4-5 regions wherein we get good amount of revenue.
Okay. Thanks for the question, and I'll join back in the queue.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Sakshi Chabra from Swan Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. I wanted to just understand that for Q1, what would be the sort of volume increase that you are witnessing in the visa issuances?
See, definitely, normally Q1 is the tourist season, at least from India, outbound if you see. So I would say exact numbers, it's too soon, and we don't want to give any forward-looking statement, but I think probably 5 to 10% we will see an increase in volume in Q1.
Okay, but it would be not more than 10%?
No, I'm saying that could be the average and could be more or less, I don't know right now, but definitely, the numbers will be higher.
Okay, but the issues that were there last year in terms of visa issuances, all that has been resolved now, right?
Which issues?
There were certain, the time taken for visa issuances was much longer last year in the same quarter, right? In Q1, so I'm just referring to that.
Time issuance, judgment is not our prerogative. We work under the guidance of the governments, and whatever they inform us, we have to collect the application and transfer it to them. Time taken, everything is dependent on their staffing. So right now, the government that we are working for, we know that time is, they are taking quite smooth time, and the visa has been turned around in a short duration of time. So that is what we know.
Okay, all right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask questions, you may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Mayur Bapodara, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Congratulations on good set of numbers. Actually, my question was regarding iData. So the question is, why there is so much difference in EBITDA margin? That is the huge difference, that 50% EBITDA margin of sales and ours is 20%. So can we expect that we can also improve our EBITDA margins after we synergize with the iData?
See, they are a very niche and regional player working in only certain geographies from the last 15 years. And the governments that they are working for, they have got contracts at a very higher service charge. So definitely that is the reason. And that was also one of the reasons we have acquired them. So that will also lead to an increase in our EBITDA margin. And we will also learn, we will add value wherever we can to increase their profitability. But we will also learn and incorporate the same in our, BLS International. We are more focused on volume. So we will also learn, and probably that will lead to an increase in EBITDA for us also.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask questions, you may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Manoj Agarwal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, sir. I'm an individual investor. I'm pretty new to your company. So if you can tell me what you mentioned that in the press release, that is some transformation in your business model. So what was the issues you were facing in your current business model that you want to transform it? And what would be a few challenges you would be facing?
First of all, we are looking at transforming and improving on the company every day. So that it is not like, you know, we have done something wrong. But it is a normal growth of the company that every day you think about what can be improved further, how you can transform the company going forward next month, 1 year down the line, 2 years down the line. You know, it is a changing environment we live in. So from that aspect, we have mentioned that transformation. And definitely, you know, for example, in certain countries, laws have been changing. We were working with some FMC partners in certain Gulf countries, wherein, you know, you're not legally allowed to own 100% of the entity. So we had to do revenue sharing with local FMC partners, and that has been changed now. We have done our 100% investment on our own. So we are now getting the fruit of that revenue profitability also. So from that aspect, we have mentioned that, you know, business transformation. But, you know, from positive outlook, next year also, you know, we will look at transforming something else. Wherever we see we can improve efficiency, you know, and benefit the shareholders and the company, we work on that.
Okay, so that would be for a few geographies or countries only, or you are transforming on a global level?
Correct.
Okay, and this would be for your visa and consular business only, or you are taking this transformation to your digital business?
As of now, digital business is in a nascent stage. Right now, we are not looking at that, you know, doing the same model, implementing the same model, but right now only in the visa counselor business.
Okay. And another question I have for your digital business is, its revenues are not expanding much. Can you please elaborate more on why, the reasons behind that?
No, if you see the revenues that we have done, we achieved a revenue of 309 crores, which is a growth of 25% compared to, you know, last year. EBITDA, we have achieved around 50 crores, which is a growth of 37.6% compared to last year. So definitely revenue and profitability has grown up. And this year also, you know, we expect because of certain things that we have done, acquisitions that we are planning, the increase in the contracts that we have got from different banks, e-governance contracts that we have got, revenue and profitability to increase further.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manoj Saha from Laxcurve Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello.
You are audible, sir. You may proceed.
Yeah. Good afternoon. Thank you for the opportunity. My question is, the software that you use for the visa and consular services, is it like a in-house developed software or you use a third-party software?
See, everything is in-house from us. The source code, everything is retained by us in-house, but we do use certain outsourced partners, you know, globally. In different countries, we have different partners for different kind of requirements.
Okay. And like, for different countries, you will be using it in a local language, or the language for the working is in English only across the globe?
Across the globe, it is in English. It depends on the requirement of the client government.
Okay. And regarding your visa business and consular is around 81% of your total revenue. You are doing this digital business. In that e-governance business, so you are doing it at the center government level currently, or you have tie up with state governments in India? And what are your plans for doing these kind of e-governance business in other countries as well?
So we have tie up with both at the central level, at state level also. Some of the opportunities, some of the central schemes, you know, Aadhaar, data quality check, and different kind of tenders we are doing directly with them. And a lot of tenders we are doing with state governments. Like we recently won the Gujarat land record institution contract as well. So going forward, I feel that ample amount of opportunities are there within India. But as we are a global company and we first want to, you know, excel in India and then take this model abroad, we are still looking at the same time and opportunities across the world using our resources already present there. So I feel that when the time is right, we might take this global as well.
Okay, okay. So as of now, you're doing this e-governance services in India in partnership with states and the center, but in future, you might go abroad also.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. And what's the outlook for the FY25 growth, revenue growth? Because this year it's like in this quarter it was flat, and for the whole year it was like top line was just 10% growth. Any guidance for FY25?
See, first of all, as a company, you know, I personally look at more EBITDA and PAT numbers. I feel we have done a 60% growth at EBITDA level. You know, and we year before that we also did more than 100% growth in EBITDA. So that is what we are focused at, and I feel definitely this year also we will surpass the numbers that we achieved last year.
Oh, okay, okay. So are you trying to say that the focus is more on the margin side rather than a top line growth, or a growth with the margin kind of it?
See, definitely our focus is on the growth of the company from wherever it comes. Right now, we see that there is a big amount of opportunity in the margin growth. So that is why we are focused on that. And revenue growth will come automatically with the new contracts, the existing volume getting increased, everything. So definitely, you know, if we focus on the margin growth, the revenue growth will come automatically.
And in the worldwide, wherever you've got orders, see, these are your direct orders from the government to you, or you have got a local partner, he gets an order and you provide assistance to them. How does it go?
These are all direct orders.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may please press star and one on your touchtone telephones. The next question is from the line of Priyam Podar from Value Equity. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the follow-up. So there is just one question that I wanted to ask. If you can help us, what was the contribution of Punjab government for FY 23 and 24, like the contract which is no longer with us in the digital?
I think probably it will be better if we talk on this individually, because right now we don't have the handy numbers, but we can tell you later.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Rikesh Parikh from Rockstud Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity and congratulations. Good set of number. Sir, I just wanted to understand for the EBITDA, we have added that we will like to maintain 20% plus going forward. So that was excluding iData we are looking at, or how one should be looking at?
Yes, excluding iData.
Okay, excluding iData. And so means with including iData, that can be in the means next year, it could be in the range of 24-25 if I look at the current EBITDA number of iData.
Definitely. I think we're going to jump that.
Secondly, in terms of growth, 15% growth, what we are adding 10-15% kind of a growth. So that is also excluding this acquisition, or we are...
All of this is excluding acquisition or new contracts or growth in volume.
Okay, so on the base margin, you are looking at 10-15% growth, right?
No, so growth, I think on a normal conservative basis, this is the growth that we, even for the last 4 years, we have been telling this amount of growth only. You know, okay. 10% will grow, but definitely numbers are changing. So we'll see.
And lastly, this iData acquisition is from our Dubai entity, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah, it is from it's from BLS subsidiary.
Yes. So means the cash what we hold, and means we have with the problem that we can't punch it to India. So now again the cash will be arising over there in Dubai, and we won't be able to reward the shareholders from that fund as such. So how do we propose to utilize the cash holding at Dubai?
So see, first we are using that cash for the acquisition of iData. First, whatever we have at the moment. And then secondly, we get dividend from FZD in India. And we use it for payment of dividends as well as for our funding in requirement in India.
Okay. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you. We have no further questions, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Shikhar Agrawal for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, everyone, for joining in our Q4 and FY24 earnings call. We hope all your queries were answered. In case of any further queries, please feel free to get in touch with Mr. Gaurav Chugh, our head of investor relations, or the IR team at Ernst & Young. We look forward to interacting with you again next quarter. Thank you and goodbye.
Thank you. On behalf of BLS International Services Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.